4-year-old Waylon was diagnosed late last year with stage 4 neuroblastoma, the most common form of solid cancer in kids. It was located in his abdomen. But recently, his mom, Stacy Malone, got some good news. Doctors suspect the tumor has morphed into non-cancerous cells.
It's such a hard thing to go through. The hospital really becomes your second home, and you just count and rely on the doctors and the nurses and everyone caring for him.
The research happening at the UT Health Science Center Greehey Children's Cancer Research Institute is vital for families like this. And now through a Hyundai Hope grant, $250,000 will further doctors' research. Hyundai Motor America's Rick Dorn presented a check to the Institute.
It's very, very meaningful for us personally. It's one of the most important things that we do.
Assistant professors Alex Bishop and Vivian Redbell are in collaboration to come up with a specific treatment to get rid of cells that go awry.
We might actually be able to target them specifically using drugs that we know affect cells that have that sort of deficiency.
Redbell says it's hard to express in words what it means to be a part of this team. This started as an early endeavor.
Now we're at this point that we can actually work together and see what we can do together, and that means a lot.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.